Well, what we found from the U.S. Geological Service is that the second largest natural pool of gas in the country is actually in the Piceance Basin. Opportunity for us to be able to create jobs, to be able to level out some of the boom and bust cycle by being able to export something that we now have an abundance of and we can responsibly develop. And the focus of the hearing was to be able to discuss the benefits, challenges, in terms of seeing Jordan Cove, which is an export terminal out in Oregon, to be able to have that move forward.
And how were the witnesses on the panel chosen?
You know, those are handled by committee staff. They have people that are for, people that it may not be necessarily opposed, but people that may have some different concerns to be able to focus on, to be able to get the balance.
And when you say responsible energy development, could you define responsible?
You bet. When we're talking about responsible energy development, it's making sure that all environmental standards are going to be met, that safety for the workers, for the communities are going to be in place. And we've obviously got a good track record, particularly in the 3rd Congressional District, for those policies being implemented.
And are you aware of the People's Press Conference that was being held in response to that hearing?
No, we were actually out in the field and looking at some different sites with URSA Development, which was actually up on Battlement Mesa, right next to the community, sometimes within probably 300 yards or so of actual development, and the outreach that was being made to the local community members to take into consideration any concerns, any challenges that they may have, but I wasn't aware of that.
So we had a reporter there, and a lot of people expressed concerns about the environmental impacts, not only of the Jordan Cove pipeline, but of shale oil extraction. Could you speak to those environmental impacts and whether or not they are a concern to you?
What was expressed?
Well, essentially, gas emissions from oil shale are close to double those of conventional crude. The RAND Corporation says that producing 100,000 barrels of oil shale per day would emit some 10 million tons of GHGs. And the BLM says that it takes between 2 and 5 barrels of water for each barrel of oil produced. So mostly people were concerned about the quality of our air and water here in western Colorado.
Comments apparently that you heard were on oil shale. The big focus actually of this hearing was on natural gas, and that ties back into the Jordan Cove and the pipelines to be able to deliver that out to the export facility. We did touch on some of the oil shale development and some of the concerns, some of the thought that needs to go into that development has been identified as by the Department of Defense as a critical reserve, meaning that's nothing that's going to be developed immediately, but we do need to make sure that we're having some actual efforts to be able to make to make sure that can be developed at some time if necessary.
Is it worth risking our environment here to export energy to other countries, and why?
Well, you know, one of the biggest polluters in the world happens to be China, because they do not have the environmental requirements that we have. We've actually seen, according to the EPA, a reduction, you know, in some of the greenhouse gas emissions that are going on because of better practices that are being put into place. And it was actually looked at by the Obama administration as a bridge fuel.
What is your perspective on climate change?
You know, the climate's changing. We need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to make sure that our economy is moving, but also being able to do it in the most environmentally sound way that we can. I think we've made great progress in this country addressing that. Unfortunately, other countries, India, China as examples, are two of the biggest polluters in the world, are not making the same efforts that we are here locally. Let's do it responsibly, and let's keep our economy moving and create jobs as well.
Well, I appreciate your time, and I wish you well.
You bet. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.